Hello everyone, this is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com, and this is an educational letter on divergence. I'm going to discuss both positive and negative divergence, but I'm really going to discuss what we call reverse or hidden divergence. It's a concept that many of you might not know about or have any experience with it, but it's something that Robin and I discussed on Saturday during a webinar with our futures students. As you know, we have a Futures Academy, and we have about 30 students or so. And we trade divergence quite a bit. One of the things we like to trade is hidden divergence. So a lot of you might not know about that. So that's what this newsletter is about. So let's go and get started here. First, we're going to discuss normal or standard divergence, which most of you already know about. That's an item number two below. These are some graphics that I from my old website, breakpointtrades.net. You can see the image on the left shows positive divergence. Again, that's an example where a stock makes a lower low, but an indicator such as the MACD or RSI makes a higher low. The image on the right shows negative divergence, which is opposite, where the stock forms a higher low or a higher high, but the indicator, an indicator forms a lower high. Again, this is what most of you are familiar with. So below, we'll just go through a few examples just to make sure. Chart number three below is a chart of ACM. This shows the negative divergence. This was one of our recent trade ideas. Again, you can see a little bear wedge pattern into March, but you can see negative divergence on the RSI indicators above and the MACD below. So what happened is price formed a higher high, but the MACD formed a lower high as well as the RSI. So that was negative divergence. Next, chart number four is a daily or is a weekly chart of Apple. And again, you can see the big correction Apple's had since last year when Apple hit about $700 a share. You could see a very pronounced negative divergence on the weekly chart. This price formed a higher high. The RSI and the MACD formed lower highs. So that was a very pronounced negative divergence. It's something that we pointed out here. Clearly, it's played out very well to the downside. Next, let's look at some positive divergences. Chart number five is a weekly chart of the S&P 500. This shows you a positive divergence that was in place at the March 2009 bottom. You can see the positive divergence in the MACD and the divergence in the RSI indicator. So that was a very pronounced positive divergence, and clearly that helped propel this cyclical bull market from that time. Next, chart number six is a daily chart of Spain. And last year we had a double positive divergence here. We had a divergence in the RSI and the MACD indicators. And of course, Spain then started to rally late last July. So clearly that played out. Again, these are standard positive and negative divergences. So this is the divergences that most of you are familiar with. However, in the weekend webinar with our futures students, we discussed, like, besides normal divergence, we discussed what we like to call hidden divergence or reverse divergence. It's a concept that not a lot of people know about. But the beauty of reverse or hidden divergence is that it's a very good tool to play the trend. And that's what we're all about at Breakpoint Trade. So let's take a look at the next image. Item number seven, I took this from a website called babypips.com. Here's the URL if you want to go to it. Again, this is one of their write-ups on hidden divergence, or I like to call it reverse divergence, and they explain it very well, but basically it's the reverse of what you're thinking about here. So when a stock is forming a high, instead of looking at the peaks, you look at the valleys, of such as the MACD. And the reverse is true. You can see in that first example, the price formed a higher low, but the indicator formed a lower low. So that was hidden divergence, and it gave you a very early entry to that uptrend. And the one below that would be reverse divergence for a top. Again, the beauty about hidden divergence is that it can keep you in trends or get you into a trend. Again, a lot of, you know, what Steve and I have found out over time is that a lot of you are obsessed with picking tops or bottoms. And you look at things like normal positive or negative divergence to try to do that. But the beauty about hidden divergence is that it allows you to play the trend. It, gets you into pullbacks and uptrends or pullbacks and downtrends. That's the beauty of it, and that's where the money is made, is playing the trends. So below, we're going to take a look at some examples. Chart number 8 is one of the examples we talked about on Saturday's webinar with our future students. Unless you have our charts, this chart is going to make a lot of sense to you. But basically, this is a 4-tick crude oil chart. And you have both type of divergences here. You could see then the prices above at the top. It's a Renko style chart. And you could see there was two negative divergences that formed. Negative divergence formed at the 86.97 high. That played out. And then a second divergence formed at the 87.01 high on the right. However, you also had a hidden divergence. The hidden divergence is in blue. So you looked at the peaks there. Notice that, again, you formed a higher low from the 86.56 high on the left to the 86.69 low. But if you look at the MACD and the MACD BB below, they formed lower highs, or lower lows, I mean. So that was a hidden or reverse divergence, and that signaled you to go long for the trend. Okay, again, hidden divergences basically caused the price to continue in that trend, and the trend was still up, and so that's what occurred. So this is an example on one of our futures charts, which, by the way, are very clean. We are going to be opening classes soon, and so if any of you are interested, please contact us. Send an email to support@breakpointtrades.com. And we plan to have a new class, say, once a month or so. We only take about a handful of students at a time. It's a very good large time commitment on your part and our part. You go through about a 3-week to 1-month training period. It's not so it's a lot of commitment, and but it's quite rewarding. And if you're interested in futures, please let me know. But this is an example of, this chart here is nice because it has a both examples of positive and or of normal divergence, which you're used to, where you form a higher high but a lower high in the MACD, which you see in yellow, and the reverse or hidden divergence in blue, where you form the higher lows but the MACDs form lower lows. Okay. But let's look at some other examples that are not futures chart. Let's look at them on the general market. So chart 9 below shows a daily chart of the S&P 500. And on the webinar, I stated that the hidden divergence doesn't show up as well on stock charts. But I noticed that it does if you use this a normal MACD histogram, which I put at the top. I'm just using the standard setting, the 12, 26, and 9. So again, that's the MACD histogram. The normal MACD is below. What I also have on this chart is the 5 Williams percent indicator just below price. So this is the S&P 500, and this is back in 2009, I think. And so first off, back in June and July of 2009, you had a pullback. That was positive divergence because price formed a lower low. The histogram formed a higher low, as you can see. So obviously that played out for a bounce. However, after that, you could see the pullbacks that occurred in August, September, October, and early November to form higher lows. You had reverse divergence on all of these. Because if you look at the top, the MACD histogram made lower lows on all of those, while price made higher lows. That was a reverse divergence. That was a buy signal. And again, this is why I state that the reverse divergence is useful for playing the trend, because clearly the trend was up here, and you're able to, it enabled you to buy the dips. So that's exactly what it did. Now the MACD indicator below also did the same thing, but the MACD lines, it took them a while to cross back up. That's why the MACD histogram indicator above looks a little better than a normal MACD. Also, I put the Williams percent 5 indicator on here because you could use that as a trigger, perhaps going above -80%. Think of it like a reversion to the mean. And you could use that in conjunction with your MACD histogram above. So again, use this in conjunction with the trend. If you're noting an uptrend and you see this reverse divergence, you could use it to buy those pullbacks. Let's look at some more examples. Next, chart 10 is another chart of the S&P. And this one shows you another reverse divergence. This shows you the big rally back in 2011, and you had your initial pullback in November, but that pullback in November did not have a reverse divergence because that MACD histogram had formed a higher low from the one in August, as you can see. But if you look here, the pullback in March, you had a big reverse divergence here because the you could see the MACD histogram formed a higher low from the November lows. And that signaled a little bottom there. That's a nice tradable bottom. Okay. Next, moving on. Chart 11 is Home Depot. Obviously, Home Depot has been in a big uptrend here. This shows the current time frame. And you could see these multiple reverse divergences here. You could see a reverse divergence in October. That provided a bounce. You could see a reverse divergence in September because, again, the MACD histogram formed a lower high while price formed a higher low. That's another buy signal. Yet another one here in late February. So, again, yet another example. Next, let's look at some... Oh, chart number 12 is a daily chart of Apple. Apple, as you know, has been in a big downtrend since September of last year when it hit about $700 in a share. As you know, above I showed the weekly negative divergence. But on the daily chart here, in its downtrend, you had, lately here, you had a couple entries for a reverse divergence. You had a reverse divergence in February because MACD histogram formed a higher high, slight higher high, while price formed a lower high from that time. And price also formed a lower low in March, but indicator formed a higher high. So that was another reverse divergence for a nice short into the trend. The trend was down, and so that's what it gave you. Now let's look at some intraday examples. Chart number 13 is a 15-minute chart of the S&P 500. And you can see some reverse divergence examples on the intraday chart here too. Back on April 10th, see where I have my arrow? You can see the MACD histogram had formed a lower low there from the beginning of the 10th or the late April 9th, late in the day. So that was reverse divergence for a continuation in the uptrend, which you had. It wasn't a big move, but you had a move there from the 20 EMA up to about 1597. Then you had another reverse divergence from the April 12th morning low at 1579.97, and that produced a bounce. Again, it wasn't much of a bounce, and you started selling off, but it did produce a little bounce there. Then you had a reverse divergence into April 15th and 16th as the histogram formed a higher high, but the price formed a lower high, and that signal was short. And finally, the last chart, chart number 14, shows a 10-minute view of the S&P with the MACD histogram above, and you can see those reverse divergences. Again, back on April 10th and 11th, you got some buy signals in the uptrend, and on April 10th or 12th, and or April 16th, you had some sell signals for a continuation of the downtrend. So again, guys, this reverse divergence or hidden divergence can be quite useful. You know, you have to play with it a little bit to get your eye used to it because, again, it's opposite of what you think or what you're used to. But it can be quite useful, again, for playing the trends. That's what it's good for. Hope this little newsletter helps. Talk to you later. Have a great week. Thank you.